This works. This has worked.
Yes, I am.
This is this.
Hello.
With your permission, Parashat Pinchas. As introduction to this week's parasha, last week the Torah ended that Pinchas took his courage and he killed the president of Shevet Shimon that was involved with the girl, the daughter of the king of Midian. It really is Balak, he was the king of Moab at the time. Then he was expelled from Moab, went back to Midian, and his daughter was killed together with the presence of Shevet Shimon by Pinchas. Prior to that murder, the Torah tells us a story like this. At Am Yisrael arrived at the place, it's called Shittim. And the Jews went out with non-Jewish girls. Non-Jewish girls, and also they bow down to kind of a statue of Avodah Zarah, it's called Peor. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, I would like the judges that Moshe appointed long time ago, or new ones that were appointed later, to judge the people that were involved in this worshipping the Avodah Zarah. And the Torah says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, this is the halacha, if somebody worships Avodah Zarah, a Jew, Bedin, the court kills him. So I said the Torah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, have the judges judge, investigate, and kill the people that worship the Avodah Zarah. And after you kill them, you have to hang them. And according to this text, and according to the Chachamim, 150,000 and change were hung. 150,000. Besides, the 150,000 and change that were killed by the courts, 24,000 people died. This was the end of Leshet Parasha. This was that 24,000 died instantly, fell on the floor dead. With your permission, I just have to put some oil in the system. Amen. And deep permission, Parashat Pinchas. Vedaber Hashem Moshe lemom, Hashem spoke to Moshe. Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen, even though this Parashat also the Torah says that that person, Pinchas, that he is the son of Elazar, the grandson of Aaron, the Torah repeats it. The Torah doesn't always repeat the grandfather. And definitely not the father either, because we know Pinchas is. It's not the first time we meet Pinchas in the Torah. Pinchas was mentioned first in Parashat Vayera in Sefer Shmot, 40 years ago. He was born in Egypt. And then, later, in the Torah, this is obvious, the Torah doesn't have to say, but the Torah, again, every word in the Torah is important. And the Torah says, Pinchas ben Elazar, son of Elazar, the grandson of Aaron, Heshivet Hamati, brought back my anger. Doesn't say cancel my anger. Heshivet Hamati means.
This book tomorrow, his grandfather was left her. He said, if you can give the shir, Ram ben Henach, in the school.
Maul's grandfather?
Grandfather, yeah.
Heshivet Hamati. By the way, as we call off the records, you know, Arvit, we pray Arvit. So, I really don't know that the first two sentences, it's our custom to say before Avit, we start to say V'hu Rachum. I don't know if this is part of the Arvit that Anshei Knesset HaGdolah made. I'm not sure who made it. But this is our custom. And that's what we say. V'hu Rachum. V'hu means HaKadosh Baruch Hu Rachum. Should have mercy. Yechaper Avon. Will forgive the sin. V'lo Yashrit. Will not destroy. V'hirba, he should multiply. Lehashiv apo, to bring back his anger. Again anger. But again, lehashiv apo, to bring back the anger. V'lo yair, should not wake up. Kol chamato, all his anger. These three words that all of them refer to anger. One, the first one, this is V'lo Yashrit. This is an angel that his name is Mashrit. V'irba Lashiv Apo, this is an angel, his name is Af. V'lo Yerekol Chamato, this is an angel, it's called Chema. And then we say, Hashem Oshia, Hashem help, please help. HaMelech, the king, Ya'anenu, should answer us, Beyom Korenu, the day we call up to him. So those two sentences are not in the same spot, they're both from Tehillim, but they're not in the same chapter at all. Whoever made it, and of course it has a top secret in it, before Avit, it's a custom to do it, and we think, you know, the whole tefillah of Avit stands on those two sentences. I say, Ari says like this. Let's what we say in the morning, Lam Natseach, before Baal Zion. This is chapter 20, Tehillim. This is Amelech Ya'anenu V'yom Korenu. Amelech Ya'anenu V'yom Korenu, the king, should answer us. V'yom Korenu, the day we call them up. Ari says the first letter of the word Ya'anenu is Yud. The first letter of the word Biyom is Bet. Korenu is Kuf. Yud, Bet, and Kuf. Numerical value of Yud, Bet, and Kuf is 112. 112 really, in one version, is three names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The one we know all the time, the way it looks, it says in the Siddur, is the letter Yud, the letter Hey, the letter Vav, the letter Hey. Numerical value is 26. There's another name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the way we pronounce HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's Aleph and Dalet, Nun and Yud. Numerical value is 65. There's another name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's Aleph and Hey, Yud and the Hey. Numerical value is 21. 21 and 26 and 65 is 112. So you say, Ya'anenu v'yom korenu, Hashem should answer us the day we call them. Ari said, you have to have in Kavanah in your head. Those three names, Yud and Hey, Vav and Hey, the way it says in the text, Hashem's name. Then Aleph and Dalet and Nun and Yud, the way you pronounce it. And then Aleph, a Hey, a Yud and a Hey. It says those three names are the names that will save us from those three angers. It says V'ruchim Yechaper Avon V'lo Yashchit. Yashchit means an angel that his name is Mashchit, a destroyer. V'yirba Lashiv Apo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings back his anger. The name of that angel is Af. V'lo Yekal Chamato. Chema is another angel. Here it says over here in this Torah, Heshiv et Chamatim Abnei Israel. It says, Pinchas ben Elazar brought back the anger, that angel that really killed 24,000 people instantly. Pinchas was able to send back this angel, not to cancel the angel, just to send him back. And that's the kavanah, by the way, important when we say v'urachum yichaper amel yashrit. So you should have those things in mind. It says the night time is time for those bad angels, akfirim shagim lataref ulvakesh me elochlam. It says at night time there are some kind of entities that they are, I would say, a result of the anger of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, three of them every night, and in order to calm them down, we say, V'urachum yichaper amel yashrit, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please, Hoshia, HaMelech Yanivim Korenu, help us to overcome those three. Says the Torah here, Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen, Heshiv et Hamatim, he brought back my anger. But Pinchas did not cancel the anger. And the question is, what do you mean, he brought back the anger? Not brought back, he canceled the anger. No, he didn't cancel. He was able only to send back the angel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Comes the Gemara, and a few statements. First statement the Gemara says, you know why it says, Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen? It says, the Gemara says that Pinchas went inside the room and killed the peasant of the tribe of Shimon and the girl he was with. After he killed him, first of all, some people wanted to kill him. He says, I dare you to kill a president of a tribe. And then they said, well, he's a very, very holy man. Pinchas is a holy man. So people came to him and says, you holy man? And he said, let me tell you something. I don't know if you know or not, but your grandfather was Yitro. Yitro was the higher priest in Midian. How high he was, says the Gemara, he used to raise calves and slaughter them to Avodah Zarah. Not just slaughter them to Avodah Zarah, he made them fat, the Gemara says. Pitem agalim la'avodah zarah. Not only that he sacrificed, he was so in the worshipping idols that he raised those calves, made them fat, in order to sacrifice to Avodah Zarah. He says, Mary Pinchas, why are you acting as a holy man? He says, this man was marrying a not Jewish girl. You went and you killed him. He says, look at your grandfather. Your grandfather used to worship Avodah Zarah. No, now you want to become a tzaddik. And then some other people in Am Yisrael came over to him and says, let me tell you something else about you. I don't know if you know or not, but your great-grandfather was Yosef. And he also, his record is not such a clean record. He had this story with a married lady. Says the Torah, says the Gemara, Pinchas ben Elazar, ben Aaron HaKohen, the Torah says it's true. Pinchas is the son of Elazar. Elazar married Yitro's daughter. Elazar married a girl that she was also from Yosef's side. So, Am Yisrael made fun of Pinchas. Says Hashem said, no, don't make fun of him. He is Pinchas ben Elazar, ben Aaron HaKohen. Disregard his grandfather from his father's side, Yitro. Disregard that he is a great-grandson of Yosef that was involved with the lady. He is pure, is Aaron HaKohen. So, the question is, with all the respect, first of all, the whole thing is not true. Because Yitro is a convert. And if you remember, the Gemara says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told to Moshe Rabbeinu, Yitro converted Leshem Shamayim. Says the Gemara, the Yitro worshipped all the Avodah Zarah in the world, and then at the end, he said, okay, I'm going to convert to become a Jew. So you can't come to someone and say, listen, your grandfather used to be a priest. Of course he used to be a priest. So, but what happened to him in the end? He converted, became a Jew. Says the Gemara, his children sat in the Sanhedrin in Bet HaMikdash Lishkat HaGazit. So what kind of talk is this? That you go to Pinchas and you know, your grandfather was, what do you mean my grandfather? My grandfather, he was, right, so he was a goy, so? So, Ruth also was a goy, yeah. So? Avraham Avinu was a goy too. Nevertheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu went out of his way and he said, listen, don't talk about this guy. His grandson is Aaron. So, his grandson is Aaron? All right. But his other grandson didn't throw. He didn't answer any question. They steal. Those jokers will say, listen, it's true. From his father's side, his grandfather is on. From his mother's side, it's Yitro. If it is a point that Yitro used to raise calves and slaughter them for the Avodah Zarah, he didn't answer the question. He says, it's Aaron, it's nothing. What's Aaron? So he's Aaron. But the other side, you know, his grandfather is El Capon. So you don't answer anything. Shivit Hamatim of Bnei Israel. And it says the Gemara, eight Pinchas was able to stop the epidemic. The 24,000 people died. It says it's because of Pinchas. Because he took the revenge that I should have taken. I almost destroyed all of Israel. If Pinchas would not have done what he did, Hashem writes in the Torah, he would destroy all of Israel. He says, why? He says, the ones that worship Avodah Zarah, they were hung already. 24,000 died in an epidemic. If Pinchas would not have done what he had done, Am Yisrael Chas V'Shalom would be erased. Why erased? Why? So because Am Yisrael did not do anything, Hashem said, Pinchas saved you. Okay. Lachen Nemor, therefore you say, Hineni Noten Lo Et Briti Shalom, first of all you say Shalom to him. This is what it means. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, God help Pinchas, I say hello. That's very nice. Why not? I mean, to hear hello from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's a very nice thing. But what does it mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends hello to somebody? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked Moshe, go tell this to Am Yisrael, that I'm saying hello to Pinchas. Besides this, he's getting a reward what he had done. He's going to be a Kohen. Comes the Gemara and says the following. Even though that we know if the father is a Kohen, automatically the son is a Kohen. If the grandfather is a Kohen and the son is a Kohen, the grandson automatically become a Kohen. The same thing is a Levi. The same thing is Israel. This is the laws of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Here is very different. Says the Gemara, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu to go appoint Aharon to be a Kohen and his children, Hashem excluded Pinchas. Pinchas, of course, is the son of Elazar. That right now, in this time, Elazar is the Kohen HaGadol. This is the son of Aharon HaKohen. Nevertheless, his son is not a Kohen. How strange it is. This is the grandfather is a Kohen, the father is a Kohen, and the son, the grandson, is a Levi. A Levi. So why is a Levi? Says the Gemara, well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided that way. There's no real explanation why, but let's HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided. Aharon is the Kohen, his children are Kohanim, and from that moment on, then the grandchildren are going to be Kohanim. The ones that were born before, they not Kohanim, the Levim. This is why. Why Aaron's children are Kohanim? Because Aaron is a Kohen. That says, what's wrong with his grandson? No, Pinchas is not a Kohen. Okay, not a Kohen. Here comes HaKadosh Baruch Hu and says like this. Since Pinchas did what he did, again, it's not what we think right now what he did. But simple explanation on the text that the people tell you. Since Pinchas took the act and he killed the guy, Hashem wants to reward him, and Hashem said, you know what? From now, you'll be a Kohen. Excuse me. I wasn't Kohen before. My father is a Kohen. My grandfather is a Kohen. Me, no Kohen. I am a Levi. Okay. So now because I did something, I become a Kohen? Why? Why HaKadosh Baruch Hu so-called changed his mind? If I deserve to be a Kohen, Hashem should have made me a Kohen. So because I killed somebody, I deserve to be a Kohen? That really doesn't answer the question. Not only that, comes the Gemara and says, you should know, that guy Pinchas was a Kohen HaGadol eventually. And eventually, in Beit HaMikdash, the first Beit HaMikdash, all the big Kohanim, the Kohanim Gdolim, 18 Kohanim Gdolim, served in first Beit HaMikdash, all of them are Pinchas' grandchildren. So the person who was never Kohen, just because he did something, he was granted by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be a Kohen. Not only he became a Kohen, he became Kohen Gadol. Not just became Kohen Gadol. He says all his children and grandchildren, they all serve Bet Hamikdash. First Bet Hamikdash, all of them Kohanim Gdolim from Pinchas. Of course, he has cousins and cousins. No one. Only his children. He says Lachen Emo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I say hello to him, and then besides this, he's going to be a Kohen. Says the Gemara, not only that, he made some kind of forgiveness for Am Yisrael. Hashem Yisrael HaMukeh Asher Hukat HaMidyanim. So now Torah says, now you want to know the name of the person. He says, now you're telling me the name of the person. The name of the person should have been mentioned last week when the Torah wants to tell us about that person, the present of Shevet Shimon, that he's going to marry a non-Jewish girl. The Torah says, Vine Ish Yisrael. A person, a Jewish guy. Doesn't say his name. Then now comes the Torah, and the Torah says, you want to know the guy's name? No, I really don't want to know it. What do I have to know it? I have to know the name. The Torah is not a history book, and what do you know from that? So the Torah tells you, we want to know something. A few thousand years ago, was a guy that married a non-Jewish girl. He says, I don't care less. I really don't care about the Jew that married a non-Jewish girl. Who? Okay, so it was one guy. Let me tell you. Hashem Yisrael HaMukeh, the person that he was killed by Pinchas, his name is Zimri Ben Salu. Nisi Bet Avla Shimoni, he was the president of Shevet Shimon. He says, what is so important now to tell me this? Last week parasha was important. The Torah should have said last week parasha that this guy came, and that if it's important, the Torah should have said that's his name. Torah doesn't say his name. How come Torah doesn't say his name last week? So the Gemara says the following. Gemara says that the truth of the matter is not the way we think. We read the parasha and you say, what Pinchas? Pinchas was a hero. What was he a hero? That he killed the guy. For this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu granted him all these things. Says the Gemara, not exactly that way. Says the Gemara that when after Pinchas killed the president and the epidemic stopped instantly, the Shvatim, the tribes came over to him and they made fun of him. And they said, oh, Pinchas, your grandfather was Yitro, was a goy, and also your great-grandfather was Yosef, that was involved with the lady. Says the Gemara, Pinchas did not answer. Didn't say nothing. First of all, we should have said to them, excuse me, Moab Rabotai, like we said in America, you see the 24,000 people here on the floor dead. He said it was an epidemic. So we'll see why. But anyway, the minute I killed this guy, the epidemic stopped. So first of all, you can't say anything bad about me. Secondly, what you say that my grandfather was Yitro, was a priest, so the priest converted. So, you know who Yitro was? What are you talking about? Yitro is Moshe's father-in-law. Yitro is the one that his children and grandchildren will be judges in Sanhedrin. And what you say about my great-grandfather, Yosef, was involved with a married lady? What are you talking about? Read what it says in the Torah. It says the whole concept of Am Yisrael is because of Yosef HaTzadik. Instead, said the Gemara, Pinchas did not answer. Not say nothing. Nothing. He says they kept talking. He doesn't answer them. Says the Gemara, because he did not answer them, that's why Hashem granted him. Hashem said, you're going to be a Kohen because you did not answer. So if you remember, in Parashat Shemini, when Nadav Abihu, his children died, after they did something wrong, Moshe came over to Aaron and he says to him, listen, you children, the Torah says, Vayidom Aaron. Aaron said nothing. Immediately after, says the Torah, Kadosh Baruch Hu appeared himself to Aaron and spoke to Aaron, just to Aaron HaKohen. I said, the Gemara says, why to Aaron? I said, since Aaron kept his mouth shut. I said, even if you write 100%, and the other guy that speaks to you, your colleague, he talks to you and insults you, don't say nothing. Even though that he is totally wrong and you totally right. You the hero, You saved Olam Yisrael, and they have the guts to come and talk to you and tell you and embarrass you. And he said, who are you to go kill somebody? You are nobody. Your grandfather was this. Your great-grandfather was that. In the meantime, you saved his life. Instead, him to appreciate you and to say, thank you very much that I'm alive. He is insulting you. He is arguing with you. He is putting you down. Pinchas was quiet. Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen. Says the Torah says, I want to explain to you something. He says, that guy, forget about how great he is, whatever he is. But you should know, this guy is going to be Kohen. Because he kept his mouth shut. Because the Kohen was chosen to become a Kohen because he kept his mouth shut. I says, Aaron HaKohen is being described in the Tanakh, in Sefer Divrei Yamim that was written by Ezra and Nehemiah, Beruach HaKodesh Benevoah, it says, Aaron Kodesh Kodashim, a person being described as the holiest of the holiest. Not Avraham being described over there. It's the book of the history of Am Israel. It's called Divrei Yamim, the last book in the Tanakh that Ezra and Nehemiah wrote. And it says the history starts from Adam, when Adam HaRishon goes through until Beit HaMikdash was destroyed and until second Beit HaMikdash was built. It says in that book, you find one title. It's called Holiest of the Holiest of the Person, Aaron HaKohen. You don't find it's Abraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, no Yosef, no one. It says the Holiest of the Holiest, V'avdilet Aaron Kodesh Kodashim, says the Navi, Aaron HaKohen. It says, why is Kodesh Kodashim? So the Gemara, because Aaron HaKohen never said anything. He says, kept his mouth shut. Vayidom Aaron. And it says, you should know, you read the Parashat Pinchas, you see, oh, Pinchas is a hero. He is a hero, he becomes a Kohen. No, no, no. You become a Kohen because you were able to close your mouth. And that's what Chachamim say, when Mashiach will come, Am Yisrael are going to be Kohanim. It says, how do you know, from where, and why? The answer is, Pe Malchut. Says, the question is, how would you able to control your mouth? Not to say. Says the Gemara. Ve'ohavav ketzet ha-shemesh b'gvurato. Anelavim v'nam olvim. It says, somebody is being insulted, it doesn't insult back. Shomim charpatam v'nam meshivim. It says, they hear, person insults them, they don't answer back. Mekablim be'avar v'smechim v'yisurim. It says, not only that, thank God the guy insulted me. Alehem ne'emar, on them, the Gemara says, the Pasuk says, ve'ohavav, ketzet ha-shemesh b'gvurato. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves you like the sun comes out at sunrise. It says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to see how much could you control your mouth. You control your mouth, it means you are Kohen. That's what it means. It says, Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen, it says, here, the Torah tells you a story. Let me tell you something. I want to explain to you what is the positive side of a person and what Chas V'Shalom is the negative side of the person. It says, okay, what is the obligation of a person in this world? It says, the Gemara, Yasim Atzmo Ki Ilim. You have to make yourself like you're mute. Ilim. Don't say nothing. It doesn't mean anything. What a person tells you, somebody tells you, don't ever answer nothing. Even if he's totally wrong, and you're 100% right. Means nothing. It says, that guy, Pinchas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I'm going to say hello to him. Here comes the Gemara. If you remember, the Gemara says in Masechet Ha'anit, that Chachamim, at the time, the chiefs of Am Israel, one's name was Abaye, one was his name Rava. It says they used to get a greeting from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One of them used to get a greeting once a week. One used to get a greeting once a year, Erev Yom Kippur. Those two big rabbis at Ruach HaKodesh, and they knew HaKadosh Baruch Hu does appear to a doctor in the neighborhood and greets him every day with a good morning. They actually can hear in your ear, good morning. Says the Gemara that this Chacham Abaye was a little bit upset or depressed, the Gemara says. and he gets halul from HaKadosh Baruch Hu once a week, and this doctor gets it daily from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He gets up in the morning, he hears in his ear, "Good morning, doctor." Says the Gemara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told this rabbi in a dream, "Don't even try to reach the level of this doctor." So that's the Gemara says, well, Rabbi did not trust that statement. He said he wants to see himself. What does it mean he cannot reach that state that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would come to him daily and say good morning to him? Says the Gemara, he hired two rabbanim and told him, you know, you go to this doctor in the evening and say you need a place to sleep. And then you get up in the middle of the night and you steal the sheet, the cover, the pillow cover, and you run away with this. In the morning you go to the market, sell it in the market. Says the Gemara, that's what happened. They came. And the Gemara says, listen, the doctor is a very holy doctor. Don't think it's just a regular doctor. He doesn't take money from the poor people. He takes any insurance. He doesn't say Oxford, not, it's that. He says he takes everybody in. And for the Talmidei Chachamim, for the Rabbanim, he doesn't charge. He says when a lady comes, he doesn't look at the lady. He has a special tool. When he takes out the blood from the lady, he doesn't look at the hand. But the Gemara says that's not all. That means nothing. He gets the two Rabbanim inside the house, and he gives them to eat, and they go to sleep. He prepares the bed for them. They get up in the middle of the night. They run away with the pillow and the sheet and the cover. They run away. In the morning, this doctor gets up in the morning before he goes to the office. He goes to see in the room what's going on with the guests. They say the guests disappeared. The guests disappeared, but not only disappeared, they stole everything that he has in the room, and of course he needs. So before he goes to the office, he decides he's going to go to the market. He goes to the market, he's going to buy new sheet and new cover and new pillow. He goes over there to the market. So he sees over there those two rabbanim standing over there, and the offer to sell the merchandise. He walks over to them, he says, excuse me, this is for sale? I said, yeah, of course for sale. He says, how much is it? The Gemara says, they say an X price. And he said, why, it's so expensive? They say, well, what do you mean it's expensive? That's the price. He says, no, because I know how much I paid for that. Oh, they said, oh, you recognize us. So he said, do I recognize you? I know who you are. You're my guest. You ran in the middle of the night with the thing. I said, oh, now you know. I want to ask you something. When you got up in the morning, what is the first thought that you had in your head when you saw we're not there? He said, you know what? I thought that somebody is in jail and they have to hire a lawyer and they have to pay money to release it from jail. And of course, Chachamim have no money. So Chachamim send people to houses to sleep over, to steal the sheet and the cover and the pillow, to sell it in the market. You should have enough money to pay for Rubashkin. Says the Gemara, you see, for this guy that doesn't say anything and doesn't think any negative thing in his head, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes daily and says hello to him. Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron Kohen, lachen emo, in Newton el Briti Shalom. Says the Gemara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, go tell Am Israel, I say hello to him. Why do you say hello to him? What do you mean, say hello to him? I say hello to him, it means that person achieved by not answering. Not because he killed the person. Even though there's a similar explanation, people say, well, shalom means, don't worry about you killed somebody. Comes the Gemara and says, no, killing somebody, of course you're a hero. Of course you had courage. Of course HaKadosh Baruch Hu helped you. But the biggest thing is, didn't answer nothing. Not only didn't answer, says the Gemara, says the Gemara, that's how the episode went. But those judges, as we mentioned before, hung 150,000 and change people. People from the tribe of Shevet Shimon, together with the president, went to Moshe Rabbeinu. Went to Moshe Rabbeinu and says, Moshe Rabbeinu, we have a question. We want to ask you a question, halacha question. So Moshe said, yeah, what is the question? I said, we would like to know if we allow to marry a goy without conversion. Moshe said, what? Marry a goy without conversion? Of course not. Says the Gemara, says the Gemara, that they told Moshe Rabbeinu, excuse us. How come you married a goy? Tzipora is a goy. Says the Gemara, they spoke like this to Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe Rabbeinu did not answer. Not only did not answer, he was in a shock. He was such a shock that everybody was next to Moshe Rabbeinu started to cry. This is in the text last week, Parasha. Ve'ema bohim petach oel moed. Says the Gemara, excuse me, Moshe Rabbeinu, what's wrong with you? You came and you taught Am Israel once before. If you marry a non-Jewish girl in Eretz Israel under the regime of Am Israel, you're allowed to kill the Jew. Kill the Jew. Why are you marrying a non-Jewish girl without conversion? She has to convert. Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Har Sinai. He taught it to Am Israel. Now, says the Gemara, nit'alma mimenu halacha. He doesn't know what to answer. Doesn't know what to answer. Everybody is crying. Then Pinchas came and told Moshe Rabbeinu, excuse me, what kind of question is this? Of course you converted your wife Tzipora. He wants to marry a non-Jewish girl without conversion. What the halacha is, you're allowed to kill him. Moshe Rabbeinu said, oh, you're right. I forgot. Moshe Rabbeinu, what do you mean you forgot? This is Moshe Rabbeinu. Says the Gemara, Hashem made it on purpose. Hashem made it on purpose that Moshe should forget something and Pinchas should remember in order for Pinchas to become a Kohen. So Hashem plays a trick like this. Hashem made Moshe forget things in order for Pinchas to remember, in order for Pinchas to become a Kohen. If Hashem wants Pinchas to become a Kohen, Hashem can tell him to become a Kohen. Hashem doesn't have to play a trick like this. Chachamim said that's the depth of it here. Moshe Rabbeinu is a Levi. When Moshe Rabbeinu was born, he carried the neshama of first Mr. Levi. First Mr. Levi bothered very much Yaakov Avinu, bothered very much Yosef. He and Shimon, they were responsible for what happened to Yosef. They had in mind, the Torah says, they wanted to kill Yosef. And they wanted to hide Yosef's death. And they said, you know, we're going to throw him into the pit. And then we come home and Yaakov will say, must be that Yosef was eaten by an animal. It says this guy Moshe carries the concept of Levi. That guy Levi was talking too much. When they kidnapped Dinah, Shechem and Hamor, and Shimon and Levi went and killed the city of Shechem, and Yaakov said, what did you do with? They answered back to Yaakov of it. So why are you answering back? Your father told you, I didn't think it's right. He said, you apologize. He said, Papa, I'm sorry. No, they argue with the father. It says, Moshe Rabbeinu, the Gemara says, he had six sins in his life. All the sins had to do with he was saying something with his mouth. It says, your job on this world is to keep your mouth shut. Don't say nothing. The achievement of that was Aharon HaKohen. The next person online is Pinchas. Doesn't say anything. Moshe sometimes said, the Gemara says, certain things he should not have said. And the Gemara counts six times Moshe's life. Hashem told him, it's not you just hit the rock. It says, you said something in Egypt, you said something in the desert, you're saying something now. You have to keep your mouth shut. Your job on this world is to become ilem, mute. This is your job. The achievement was Aharon HaKohen. The failure was Shimon and Levi, the original Shimon and Levi. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on purpose, does the whole thing for us. Before we go to Eretz Israel, Eretz Israel is called Malchut. Said the Gemara, you should know what your job is. Your job is to close your mouth. That's your job. The Meraglim, what the Gemara says, test number 10 for Israel. We failed the test. They died in the desert. It says, because the job is to close your mouth. And says, you know, what is my job on this world? I would like to know what my job it is. What should I do? What does Hashem want from me? One thing. Close your mouth. That's all. Nothing else. This is the achievement of Pinchas. And the disaster is Zimri. This is that guy Zimri and the Shevet Shimon. They come back. They talk to Moshe. They said, how come you married Tzipora? Stop it. It says, Moshe Rabbeinu, this is the rabbi. He told you, you're not allowed to marry a non-Jewish girl. So how come you married Tzipora? How dare you talk to Moshe like this? 24,000 instantly dead on the floor because they talk back to Moshe Rabbeinu.
Excuse me.
That's what Gemara says, that Yaakov Avinu before he died. He said, you, Shimon and Levi, I don't want anything to do with them. By the way, the Gemara says Shimon never had any position in Israel. From every tribe he had a judge besides for Shevet Shimon. Every tribe got real estate in Israel besides Shevet Shimon. Yehuda had so much pity on Shimon, he gave him part of his land. He never got land. And it's because Yaakov excluded him completely. He says, because here, says the Gemara, because Zimri, because that person. He says, what the episode? The episode is not the scene. The episode is the talking, using the mouth and insulting and arguing with Moshe Rabbeinu and talking things you're not supposed to say. He says, that's a disaster. He says, the saver, says the Gemara, is Pinchas. Comes the Gemara and says, you should know something else. He says, you know, from every animal that being slaughtered, even today, the guy that owns the animal, he has a special mitzvah to give the Kohen the right front foot, the cheeks and the tongue, and the inside of the stomach. Says the Gemara, that's because of Pinchas. Since today, you know, because you go to the butcher. But if that's the halacha, if somebody owns an animal, and he slaughtered the animal, his own animal, that he has to give the coin those three things. Because of Pinchas. Says the Gemara, the tongue and the cheeks is because Pinchas stood up in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says David HaMelech, Vayamot Pinchas Vayifalel. Asa Plila im kono. Not only he prayed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he argued with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, listen HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why are you doing it? Why do you want to kill all of Israel? Of course, why? Because they're insulting him, Pinchas. Even though they insulted Pinchas, Pinchas prayed for them. And his prayer goes all the way up to Shamayim. He stops the epidemic instantly because his mouth is pure. He doesn't say anything in his mouth, never answer back no one in the world. He says, for this guy, says the Zohar, became Eliyahu HaNavi. This guy one day became Eliyahu HaNavi. Never died. Berat Shamayim, alive. And he says, nothing. He says, who is this guy? Pinchas. He says, what is this? His courage. He killed. Not because he killed. Because after he killed, says the Gemara, he closed up his mouth. He did not answer anything for any insultment, for any argument. People argue with him. Let them argue with me. I know I'm right. It doesn't matter. I pray for the guy that insults me. I pray for the guy that's supposed to get punished. I pray for him. Even though I know he's a sinner, says Dari. Even though you know, he says, you pray in Shmoneh Esra, Shivim Lo Toratecha, you pray for the sinners. Please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, bring them back. He says, the role model of this is Pinchas. And Pinchas is standing and praying while Am Israel is doing the sins, and while insulting him, he prays for them. That's, if you remember, I told you once, Graf Potocki was in Russia. A person that his father was a priest, and he was supposed to be a priest, and he converted. And the Russian government were looking for him. And at the time of the Gaon Mevilna, 250 years ago. And then they caught him. He was learning in the Knesset, and somebody bothered him. And then the boy bothered him, and then the father of the boy went to the government and said, you're looking for Graf Potocki? He learned in the shul in the Knesset. The Russian came, they took him and put him in jail. His name was Avraham ben Avraham. And Gaon de Vilna sent him a little note to the jail. said, you know, you are going to have a death penalty. And if you want to get out of jail, I can release you. With the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the doors will open and you run away. So you go back to the Gaon Vilna. I don't want to be released. By the way, the Gaon Vilna is buried next to him. So before they executed him, and then they burned him. Before they executed him, the executor told him, oh, you believe in God, right? Don't forget, when you go to God, you believe in heaven, right? When you go to heaven, tell God to punish me. So Graf Potocki told him, I want to tell you something. When I was in the kindergarten, I made like a palace from sand. And one of the kids destroyed it. And I was crying. And I came home, and I told my father. And my father said, don't forgive him. When you be 25 years old, go, hit him. I said, my father was very smart. Of course, when I was 25 years old, and I remember the episode, I remember the story that in kindergarten, somebody destroyed my sand, my palace. Of course, I know it's nonsense. So before I go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he says, I know this world is nonsense. The first thing, when I come up to Shamayim, I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to pray for you that you should regret, you should do teshuva, and you should be able to reach heaven. I says, that's what Pinchas did. He says, Vayamot Pinchas Vayipalel. Says, the Gemara, you know, every coin you have to give him from every slaughtered animal, you have to give him the tongue and the cheeks. Says, the Gemara, why have to give him the tongue and the cheeks? It stands in the Torah and Sefer Dvarim. Azroa Lachayim Vakeva. He says, you have to give it to a Kohen. It's the Gemara says, Bizkut Pinchas, the merit of Pinchas. He says, what Pinchas? And Pinchas prayed, not only that he didn't answer those who wanted to insult him, not only that he argued with them, he stood up in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, said the Gemara, not only he prayed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Vayamot Pinchas Vayifaler, says David HaMelech, Asap Pilaim Kono, he argues with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please forgive them, stop the epidemic. He says, why are you arguing with them? Why are you arguing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? They deserve it. They insulted you. The Gemara says, they wanted to kill Pinchas. He says, Pinchas, his mouth is pure, because it doesn't say, so he says, as well says, as much as you close up your mouth, as much as your tefillah are going to Hashem. The more you use your mouth for the wrong things, your tefillah is getting further and further from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The special angels says as well, they bring the tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It has to do how pure your mouth is. The pure your mouth is not just to say the right thing, is not never to answer, never to talk back to anybody, never to Hashem insult somebody, to reach that person, says the Pinchas, the only person ever that never died but goes up to Shemaim, come down, goes up, come down, Eliyahu HaNavi. So as I said, this is the one that Moshe Rabbeinu told the Kadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe Rabbeinu, of course, had Ruach HaKodesh, when he met the Kadosh Baruch Hu the first time in Mitzrayim, in Egypt, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, you go to redeem Am Yisrael, Moshe said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I know the truth. I'll never do the job. The job was tailored for Pinchas. Pinchas. He knows how to close his mouth. I don't know how to close. That's what Chachamim said. Moshe got it hinted. We all do know, when Moshe was a little baby, he was in the palace with Paro. And one day he took the crown of Paro, and Bilam was there. And Bilam said, this guy is going to throw you off your chair. This little boy. And Eliyahu Navi came, got dressed like one of the assistants over there. He says, you know what? I don't think this guy knows what he's doing. He's a little baby. He was a young boy. We put two plates, two bowls. One we put gold, one we put coals. Let's see what he's going to take. If he's going to take the gold, we'll kill him. If he's going to take the coal, means he doesn't know what he's doing. So it's the Gemara, that's what happened. It says they brought two bowls. In one bowl was gold, one bowl was coal, and the coal were very hot. And the Paro told Moshe Rabbeinu, with the little boy, baby, which one you want? Says the Gemara, Moshe wanted to take the gold, and Eliyahu Navi, so-called, pushed his hand, and Moshe took the coal. Took the coal, he put it in his mouth. Since then, Moshe couldn't speak. Kvad peh, kvad lashon. Moshe could not say certain letters. And since he had something in his mouth, he got a burn. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu did such a thing? What? And he says, you see, HaKadosh Baruch Hu hinted to Moshe Rabbeinu, he should remember all his life. Watch your tongue. Watch your mouth. As his Moshe Rabbeinu was not able to get to Eretz Israel, Hashem punished him. It's not because he hit the rock. Says the Gemara, Moshe Rabbeinu 6 times said the wrong things with his mouth. It says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu hinted to you as a little baby that you put the coal on your tongue, you bear in your mouth. It says, what is this a sign? The sign you watch your tongue. It says, your job. And Olam Hazeh, says the Gemara, Yasim Atzmo Keilem. It says, saying nothing. Lamed Leshoncha Lomar Eni Yodea. Says the Mishnah in Perkei Avot, somebody ask you something, even if you know. He said, I have no idea. I said, you don't know? No, not really. Says the Gemara, what do you mean? He says, I don't know if I want to say. Let's call it Eni Yodea. I don't know. Don't volunteer information. Never argue with anybody. It doesn't matter if you're right 100% and the other guy is totally wrong. Mute. It's called Pinchas ben Elazar. He brought back my anger. He did not cancel. Why? Because we, Am Israel, we did not reach that level of Pinchas. So that angel, Eshivet Chamati, that angel is called Chema, is still up there. That's why we say, V'hu Rachum, Yichaper Avanashit, V'hu Rachiv, Apov V'lo Yekel Chamato. We hope HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that guy, it's called Chema, is not going to wake up. It says, why? Because we didn't wash our mouth during the day. That's what Chachamim invented, that before Avit we say, V'hu Rachum, we should have this Kamana. Hashem mercy should save us from those three angels, three angry angels. It says, HaMelech Ya'aninu B'yom Korenu, should have this Kamana of those three names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Aleph Hei, Yud and Hei, Yud and Hey, Vav and Hey, Aleph, Lad, Nun and Yud. It says those three names of Kadosh Baruch Hu will help us to escape those three angry angels. And that's what the Torah says. You know, we learned from Pinchas. Pinchas survived. Am Israel tried to kill him. Am Israel insulted him. It says he became a hero. Hashem said to him every day, hello, hello, hello. It's because you close your mouth, you get hello from Kadosh Baruch Hu. This Baruch says, before Mashiach will come, everybody will be a Kohen. It has to do only because we close our mouth. It's called Ahavat Chinam. Rav Kook used to say, Ahavat Chinam. Like this doctor, he never judge a person for the bad thing. You don't know, the rabbi stole it. He said, maybe he has the reason why the rabbi stole it. So what are you talking about? It's not the rabbi. Already the whole town is talking about the rabbi. He said, stop talking about the rabbi. The rabbi did something, it doesn't matter what he did. He stole the sheet, he stole the cover. He says, probably the Bedin needed money, they sent the rabbi to steal it, and with this money they're going to release somebody from jail. It's true? Never true. But save your words, save your tongue. I didn't say that this called a Shivat Chamati, who says, hello, bring my Rabbi Menam.
Pinchas also fought into being tried.